I'm in what amounts to a room not much bigger than a cupboard that's 26 degrees and surrounded by ants. They are in boxes, but some of them are giant. There's one here that's about the length of my thumb, and I say one, there are probably hundreds in here. I'm with Bill Hughes at the University of Leeds, and these are dinosaur ants.
Yeah, these are dinosaur ants from Brazil. They're one of the largest species of ants in the world. They have a very, very powerful sting, and they have a form of primitive sociality.
They look almost like wasps. You say the sting. They've got this enormous abdomen, big head, and these antennae, and they move quite fast around. I'm keeping quite well back from them. Can you see them?
Yeah, so all ants evolved from wasps originally, and it's the more primitive species of ants are much more wasp-like in their habits. They're much more predatory, and these ants only take live prey, for example. They don't eat dead stuff.
And by studying these, you can draw parallels with human society.
Yes, that's right. So the theories of social evolution apply right across the spectrum, from human societies to social insects to things like social amoebae. We have some very fundamental principles which apply in all cases, that cooperation is going to be advantageous. If you've got a cooperative society, then it's going to be even better if you can cheat and exploit that society in some way. And if you've got cheats, then there's going to be very strong selection on other individuals to suppress and police those cheats and prevent them gaining their advantages.
And when you look at these, why don't you recoil? Why aren't you scared of these? They look horrible.
I don't think they look horrible at all. They look like 3.5 centimetre giant black stinging ants. I mean, what's horrible about that?